T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I can't drive 55 Sammy Hagar on the dark side. I've been wanting to do that for a while. I just threw that.
Okay. You got your big chance.
How many times I do that? You know, I'm kind of mad at Dan Patrick, too. We'll get into that another time, too. Because he starts, okay. Every once in a while, he'll throw back to an Atlanta favorite of mine, and I got to get him on the phone. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Mother's Day, we got a poll question out there. I'm not going to back Adam into a corner by asking him his favorite, but I'll give him a chance at any mother kind of comment because Adam's a friend of the show, right, Sam? He brings us into his world from time to time. But our poll question is, who's your favorite world-class athlete who is a mother? On this Mother's Day, we give you Serena Williams. We give you Candace Parker. We give you 6 feet of sunshine, Kerry Walsh Jennings. World-class, the most celebrated beach volleyball player. So we kind of went off the beaten path there, or other. Okay, but this list could have a number of other women there featured, but those are the three we chose. We got the other on there. It's at 92.9 The Game. Let us know who you think, and we're going to, again, throughout the day today, highlight mothers. And as we welcome Adam Alexander on here before we get to the race today at Darlington, any thoughts, any members, fond memories, anything you'd like to say about how your mother left an indelible mark on you?
Well, my mom certainly is my biggest supporter, and I can tell you in her eyes, I've never had a bad show. You know what I mean? The day I get a text message after a race or a show, and she's like, "Well, you missed the mark," then I know it's time to retire because everything's been great so far, no matter what I do. So I can just remember as a kid playing high school baseball, and there was a better chance I was going to start for the Atlanta Braves on the weekend as much as I was going to get in our high school game on a Wednesday night. But my mom was there every time, right? My parents were so supportive. So happy Mother's Day to my mom. And when it comes to your poll question, I know you didn't ask me to weigh in.
Sure.
It's hard for me to imagine that there's been a more successful and decorated mother in sports than Serena. I mean, it's amazing what she, you know, has accomplished and you know, one of the greatest athletes ever, you know, regardless if you're talking about on the men's side or the women's side. I do think it's interesting, though, that you put Kerry Walsh Jennings on there because, you know, that's a name you do tend to forget because volleyball kind of floats in and floats out depending on if it's an Olympic year and doesn't get the headlines of some of the other sports, but what an iconic figure she is on the women's side of sports.
I know Sam wanted to jump in, but when you said something, I had to do a follow-up here, Adam. Do you remember the first time when you were in this business but got a chance, if at all, to bring your mother and or father, I guess, to a race? I mean, this was on your nickel because you're now Adam Alexander. You're a big broadcaster, and you're getting your parents into the race. And I say that because I remember the first time I got a chance to take my father to Atlanta Motor Speedway, and that was also thanks to Ed Clark, and I'll never forget him for that. But the joy that he had, but how proud I felt I could do that for my father. Did you have an experience like that with your mother or, I guess, father?
Yeah, I've had many experiences like that with my parents. You know, it's funny, when my mom and dad come to Charlotte to visit, they're in Indiana, my dad a lot of times will come in and watch a show live in the studio, and he really enjoys that and getting to see the people in the behind the scenes. My mom doesn't do that very often because she gets really nervous, actually. She doesn't like to be there and be a part of it. She just likes to watch it on TV. But there was a time a number of years ago, ironically enough, it was Mother's Day weekend when we were doing, Father's Day weekend when we were doing a race at Chicago, an Xfinity race. And my mom and dad drove up from Indianapolis. And I'll never forget, and we still joke about this today, Larry McReynolds and I, my mom and dad were standing in the back of the booth. And I was doing practice or something like that with Michael Waltrip and Larry McReynolds. And Michael's telling jokes. And the jokes weren't incredibly appropriate. And he had no idea that my mom is in the back of the booth. And to this day, Larry will say to me, "Well, is your mom recovered after Michael told those jokes in Chicago a few years ago?" You know, so of course my mom was not offended in any way, and she just appreciated the fact that she was there and got to witness that. But it was quite the experience for sure.
Folks, we're spending time here on Mother's Day with Adam Alexander. Of course, he is social. You can find him on Twitter at Adam Numeral One Alexander, all lowercase, Adam Numeral One Alexander. Adam, why are you working today? Why are we having a race on Mother's Day?
I'm surprised at that. And you know, forever we didn't race on Mother's Day or even Mother's Day weekend. And then, you know, the schedule got squeezed and it's hard to find off weekends. And so they started racing on Saturday night. And many times it was at Darlington, Mother's Day weekend on a Saturday. And that allowed all the teams to get back home, only 2 hours down to Darlington. And then we started going to Kansas a handful of years ago on Mother's Day weekend, again, a Saturday night race. And so I'm a little surprised that this one popped up on the schedule. But it is close to home, which is a good thing for all the teams, I guess, should be able to get back, you know, this evening. And from a TV perspective and a Mother's Day perspective, when you look at it big picture, it's a late start time. So hopefully families can get significant time in with their mothers before, you know, jumping in front of the TV and watching NASCAR late this afternoon. I don't want to get into how that decision was made because I really don't know. I would say, though, we've just become accustomed in NASCAR for, you know, to have Mother's Day off. And then, you know, you look, PGA's playing and Major League Baseball's going on. So the sports world does kind of go on, even though it is Mother's Day. And NASCAR decided to go that route this year, and we'll see how it goes and what the response is and if that's something that continues when we get to the 2022 schedule and beyond.
Looking forward to the paint schemes today. Which one are you looking forward to seeing the most?
That's a great question. And before I say what I'm looking forward to today, I would say that I would go to what we saw yesterday, and the Xfinity series had some unbelievable schemes. If you have a chance to go back and check out some of the pictures, do so, because it's really, really good stuff. But what I would say for today, one that actually was unveiled on our show that probably speaks the most to me is Joey Logano is throwing back to a Mario Andretti scheme. And I think Mario Andretti is not only one of the great legends of motorsports, but he's just a super guy. I mean, one of the coolest people you'll ever meet. And I'm fond of Joey Logano and the way he goes about his business. And I know he's had his run-ins on track, and he's kind of got a reputation, is one guy on the racetrack and a totally different person away from the racetrack. And I think even he would embrace that. But to see those two united with that throwback paint scheme is really cool. But there are many. You know, we had Eric Jones on the broadcast yesterday. He's throwing back to a John Andretti paint scheme from when John drove the 43 car. Bubba Wallace was on with us, and he's recognizing Wendell Scott, and he's done that before. When he ran his paint scheme at Martinsville in the Truck Series a number of years ago. So there are many great paint schemes, but those are a few that come to mind for sure.
Anytime you mention Wendell Scott, you got to tell everybody the movie made about him with stars Richard Pryor, Grease Lightning. You got to check it out. And that's why you guys are talking about, you know, these paint schemes, and folks should know this weekend drivers are paying tribute to significant people in their lives, other drivers that they, you know, who they respect. And that's why you brought that up. I'm not sure that everybody in our audience knew that. I was getting ready to talk about Bubba. But yeah, Adam, every time you talk about Wendell Scott, have you seen Grease Lightning?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's great.
I don't think people know about that, man. Wendell Scott, his story, but they made a movie about this dude, man, and Richard Pryor. Great movie. Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Sam brought it up earlier, and we talked a little bit about the new next generation of race cars in NASCAR, and they got them up on online, and these cars are slick. Tell us the difference, the significant differences between what's next and what we see right now.
Well, the number one thing that you'll see is going to be the technology. I think there's so much in these cars that take us to the next level and embrace the future fans and the younger fans that are out there. And these cars do look like the vehicles that you see on the road. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that NASCAR admittedly had gotten away from and needed to get back to. There are some technological, you know, changes when it comes to the engineering side and the racing side. But I think what's most exciting about this for everyone in the industry is that, number one, the cars look like something you'll see on the road. The noise is going to be a little bit more throaty, which I think also takes you to the sound you hear, you know, when a Mustang, you know, pulls up beside you at the light, you know, when you're out running your errands. I mean, that's what you're going to feel at the racetrack out of these cars a little bit from a sound perspective. And the other thought is just what this provides NASCAR for future growth. When you look at this new car and what it's going to do financially for teams, I think it will not only attract new teams, and we're already seeing that, but it could also attract down the road new manufacturers, especially when this new engine program is introduced likely in a couple of years. So they checked a lot of boxes with this new car, but the bottom line is, and I know we are, you know, guilty at times of you know, painting a rosy picture and you know, selling NASCAR because we're in the industry, but I think this is one where there was tremendous collaboration and everyone across the board, whether you're talking about NASCAR, the teams, the drivers, or the fans, is on board and feels like the next-gen car is a real home run.
Adam, looking at this car and the setup, could it be a car that lends itself more to the direction that NASCAR is going? This includes more road racing events and makes it also compatible for some combination racing weeks or weekends with open wheel.
That's exactly right, and I think you're going to see more of that. And you know, I just had a conversation this week with an old friend of mine who owns a dirt track, and the one thing we talked about that has changed in motorsports in recent years is the crossover. I feel like 10 years ago, one of the things that really hurt racing across the board, and I would lump NASCAR into this, is there was a lot of infighting, and there were rivalries within motorsports amongst the various racing series. I think now motorsports as a whole is embracing one another, and we saw it earlier this season with NASCAR, you know, going on dirt at Bristol. I think that was something that really embraced the dirt community and united motorsports in a way. And we're going to see, as time goes on, I really believe we're going to see a lot more of IndyCar and NASCAR racing together on the same weekend, sports cars and NASCAR racing together on the same weekend. And when you see that, it gives you an opportunity to bring fans together, and I think because of the attraction of this car, it opens the door for fans from other motorsport series to embrace NASCAR more than they ever have.
Adam, before we get on out of here, there are a couple of names in the world of racing that we lost this week, and I'm not sure if you have any thoughts on both, one or the other, but I'm going to mention to you one folks may know. The others, unless you follow NASCAR, you probably don't know. Eric McClure, who's 40 years, is a former NASCAR driver, and a name that you probably do know, but not NASCAR, but Bobby Allison, one of the legends. Unser, excuse me. I did that before. Bobby Unser. The Unser family, obviously, some of the gold standards in the world of racing, open wheels, of course. Any thoughts on either one of those guys for our audience? Your thoughts on them?
I did not know Bobby, never met him personally, but growing up in Indianapolis and following the Indy 500 and what IndyCar meant to that city, and you know, getting to see the personalities, and then just kind of growing up with that always in the back, in particular the month of May, I know that Bobby was always a really big personality, and you know, Roger Penske came out this week, and you know, he owned you know, Bobby's cars for many years, and he talked about not only what a great racer he was, but a great man and a great personality. And, you know, the Unser family goes hand in hand with the history of motorsports, and in particular Indianapolis, and, you know, Al Sr. and Al Jr. So the family connection and the history and what they meant to motorsports is incredible. And Eric McClure is someone who was always that underdog guy in NASCAR, regardless of what series he was running in. He was always kind of self-made, you know, out working to find his own sponsors and put his team together, and never really got that big-time opportunity to drive for one of the top-end teams. But Eric was someone, and I think if you go and just read up on what drivers and teams have said about him and acknowledging, you know, his life after passing away last weekend, I think you will find where he fit into the landscape of NASCAR and what he meant to people and the relationships he had built. So we lost two really good people, sad for sure, and we continue to think about their families as time goes on.
Absolutely. But a big day today in Darlington. NASCAR will be there. Adam Alexander, we can't thank you enough, as always, for coming on and spending some time with us.
Great to be with you guys, and happy Mother's Day to all those listening today.
Absolutely. Well said. Right. We'll move on with that.
Thanks so much, Adam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.